And good afternoon. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, with one of my co-hosts, my granddaughter, 2-year-old Rajania. And also we have with us today on the Compto Transportation Week, Laverne Blackwood and Bruce Guyton. And we are very excited to come to you today talking about transportation. On behalf of the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show, we invite you to join us as we discuss a week in transportation brought to you by Compto Palm Beach County. Compto is the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials and was founded in 1971 to provide a forum for minority professionals in transportation. But we're going to invite one of my co-hosts, our president of our local chapter, Mr. Bruce Guyton, to share with us a little about this awesome national organization, and then we will start introducing our guests. Bruce?
Thank you, Ann. It is indeed a pleasure and an honor to be the president of the Palm Beach County chapter. And for those who are not familiar with the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, the acronym COMTO. COMTO mission is to ensure opportunities and maximize participation in the transportation industry for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color. And they do that through advocacy, information sharing, training, education, and professional development. Each year in November, COMTO chapters host a COMTO week, a full week of creative activities to help bolster local chapter membership and participation and bring transportation professionals from all modes under the COMTO banner. And on that note, I turn it back over to you, Ann, or Laverne.
Yes, Laverne is going to share, and then we're going to bring on our guests.
Oh, thank you, Bruce and Ann. It's such a pleasure to be the co-host with you, awesome people. From COMTO Palm Beach County. For COMTO Week, as Bruce said, Palm Beach County chapter is excited to bring you a full week of a week in transportation, just telling you about all the pertinent issues that transportation industry holds and, you know, that we hold dear to this industry. So each day of this week, we have presented our audience, our listeners, with different segments. Our first segment was Women in Transportation, where we had individuals that come on and talk about their experience as females in the industry. And, you know, some talk about their challenges and their successes. And we had Leaders in Transportation, where we had the state senator and our CEO and president of COMTO National Conference. I'm sorry, Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, the president and CEO, Mr. Brad Mims, was on talking about the organization and just, you know, encouraging more participation with government and the public and private sector in transportation programs. Then we had our Youth in Transportation, and this was just one of my favorite ones. We had three students who are graduate students at the University of North Florida who are in their graduate years completing courses in transportation careers in transportation. And yesterday, our Opportunities in Transportation segment was just as exciting. And today is our Careers in Transportation, where we have our two fabulous guests, Mr. David Ritz and Ms. Carla Williams. And I will turn it over to Ann to bring on our guests. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, everybody. This is going to be an exciting show because what we're going to learn is transportation careers are for everybody, regardless of what your background is. So what we'll do first is we'll have David Ricks introduce himself and tell us a little about yourself, David. Very exciting career. And then Carla will come on, and she will share following David.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ann, for the introduction. I'm David Ricks. I'm currently the county engineer from Palm Beach County. Been in this current position for about 16 months. I've had a varied career in terms of public works and transportation area. I've started my career actually in the military, went to the Naval Academy, and did 22 years in the Navy as a public works professional. And upon retiring from the Navy, I wanted to stay in public service, and so I've had various jobs at the county level and city level in terms of public works and transportation services. And so, like I said earlier, I am currently the county engineer for Palm Beach County, responsible for over 3,500 road lane miles, over 1,200 intersections in terms of signals and infrastructure. And we program about almost $320 million worth of capital work over a five-year period.
Wow, that's a lot of roads, that's a lot of highway, and that's a lot of transportation to take people to and from their destination. So thank you so very much for that, David. And Carla, if you would share with our listeners a little about yourself, and then we'll go into talking about some of the careers that both of you have had and what's possible in your area.
Hi, thanks, Anne. I'm Carla Williams. At present, I'm the manager of community engagement at HART. That's Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority in Tampa, Florida. We're the mass public transportation for Hillsborough County. I've been at HART, actually January 4th will be 20 years. Didn't have a passion for transportation, so transportation chose me. I didn't choose it. I was in employed at a downtown development company that I loved. Had no interest in transportation. At the time, I had a transition in my marriage where my husband wanted to do something in the private sector. So I put an application. HART had heard about my talent. They hired me. Again, I had no interest in transportation. But as I worked, I gained a passion for transportation. So I love it. I'm the manager of community engagement, which is the liaison between the community, business, and my organization. I'm also the president of Comto Central Florida. I'm a member of Comto National Board. I think that's about it.
All right. In that case, so if you want to go ahead and continue, then we'll go to David. Can you share with us some of the potential careers that you have seen while you're transportation in and out of Compto and in and out of HART?
Okay. And well, what's amazing, what I've observed at HART since I've been there in almost 20 years, I've actually seen bus operators that have been, that are now there, are directors of the company. So we have jobs open regularly in the maintenance department, bus operators, director of risk, and a lot of them, we have tenure at HART where they do start from the ground up. So what we encourage when we go out and we recruit, because I'm in community engagement, but at times we recruit with our HR department, at job fairs. And what we basically tell a person is, you know, college is not for everybody. So in transportation, you don't need a college degree, but you do need that high school diploma. So we tell our 18-year-olds and our 21-year-olds, of course, people have it mixed up that in order to be a bus driver, you got to have a CDL license. That's not true at HART. You can be trained to get a CDL license. So what that means is, what I'm saying is, to get in transportation, you can start from the bottom up and actually make yourself way up to the top. So we have huge careers at HART. Again, you have to actually, a lot of folks already have that passion, but once you work there for a few years, you gain that passion. And it's secure in transportation. So the other department.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No. I'm very excited because what you're showing is that the upward mobility and opportunity, regardless of where you start, it's the sky is the limit.
Yes, and what we do start at HART, we do summer youth programs year-round, and what we go to is summer programs, and we educate on our services, and a part of that education is we ask kids questions. Most kids look at us, if you see a shirt with HART, they figure all of us are bus drivers. So we have the questions. We actually break it out. No, what does it take to run a bus? Or so that's a maintenance, and you got to have a driver. You got to have an accounting department. You got to have a planner to plan the route. So we have to break it out to our youth, and we start as young as 5 years old in the summer camp, educating on careers in transportation. So it's exciting to them. And it's amazing because they were all, when they see a bus, they think everybody works as a bus driver. So to learn that there are other departments that run a company is encouraging to them.
Wow. Well, I was just sitting here listening to you. I realized for the first time I started in transit myself in the budget department out of college from Florida Memorial, and I didn't ever think about that until I'm actually sitting here listening to you talking about upward mobility. So that is just simply phenomenal. So thank you for sharing. All right, Mr. Ricks, if you can begin to share with us, what do you think of some possibilities in terms of careers in your area in engineering and transportation?
Well, there's a wide opportunity for careers in transportation, and I will speak from the perspective of transportation infrastructure. You say infrastructure, what does that mean? That means the roads, the lights, the signal system in terms of what that does, and the maintenance of that road. So from the in terms of just the road network, you know, normally we have engineers that help basically design those roadways, and we hire basically professional in terms of engineering companies to help us do that process. And then if you look at just the stoplights, well, there's a lot of opportunities in terms of the signal system. We actually have people who actually are signal technicians. You don't need to have a college degree. And you just need to have some level of understanding in terms of how to work just mechanically and electrically. And we provide training, we provide certification as you work up in terms of get your higher level of certification in terms of the signal system. And then if from a higher level, just to run the network, because in these major cities, each light runs off of a major network. They're all linked together. And in order to run that type of network, you really got to have a higher level of learning in terms of a college degree. And that degree is either in electrical or computer engineering. And so that is huge. And then if you just look at the day-to-day maintenance of the road network, we have people basically running our equipment that sweeps the road, that maintain the road. And you don't need to have a college degree in order to do that. And then if you look at, especially in Florida, you're on a coast, you have a lot of bridges. Well, it requires someone to actually operate those on a regular basis. And so you can be a bridge technician that actually operate these multi-million-dollar bridge complexes. And then, another aspect in terms of technology, you see drones being used all over for, firefighting, survey damaged areas. But drones are used in all types of industries, especially in the transportation industry, to survey the road network, to survey projects. And so if you're interested in terms of using your computer skills and game skills to run drones, there's a lot of opportunities in the transportation industry. And then another aspect is that you heard about this a little bit, is about these autonomous vehicles. Autonomous vehicle means vehicles that are connected, communicate with each vehicle, also communicate to the road network, meaning these signals actually are connected to the vehicle, so that as you're driving your car, you'll see a pop-up display in your vehicle that tells you when the light is going to turn red or green. And then for if you're in logistics in terms of if you're running like a FedEx truck that is autonomous, some of those trucks may be able to talk to each other. So you can see a platoon of trucks running along each other, like 10 or 12 different trucks. And so to run that type of logistic network and make sure that safety first, that there's no accidents and you keep people safe, you really got to understand logistics, you got to understand computers, all that type of opportunity in the transportation industry. And so it's really the opportunities are endless. So transportation more than just driving your car around the road and just like, you know, the other panel talking about just running the bus system. It's way more than that. And so holistically, it's about movement of goods and people and providing services to people.
Yeah, that is phenomenal when you think about everything you're saying. It makes it visible in terms of where the future is going. And when you think about where the future is going, we also have an opportunity for planning. And our president, President Bruce Guyton, is a planner. And Bruce, you may want to chime in here and talk about, you know, planning for transportation as a part of what you do every day in your job. Any thoughts about that, Bruce?
Yes, absolutely, Anne. Planning is like all of the other areas of transportation. All of the areas are vital. And as a transit planner, I was a transit planner for 16 years. And our responsibility was to ensure that we move people in the most efficient way possible. So we would go out, we would even take data at each of the bus stops to determine what people are riding, what people are not riding. We would run the routes where the most ridership is. Sometimes we would experiment to see if we veer from one route and would people ride it, go in a different direction. So planning is an area that allows you to be creative, allows you to be visionary, and it really is an area that one would have an opportunity to just branch his wings and spread his wings and just experiment with different things. So I was fortunate to be promoted to the Director of Governmental Affairs while at Palmtran. After being a transit planner for 16 years and then getting on the legislative side, as you talk about the different opportunities in transit, they are numerous. And one of the areas is dealing with elected officials advocating for the transit industry, going to Tallahassee, going to Washington, D.C., making sure that the community understand what transportation means to that particular area. So the opportunities and career possibilities in transit are endless, and I was fortunate enough to work in that industry for 16 years. And back to you.
Well, when you think about it, actually, you're still in the industry because you're in planning in a different way. It's like what David Ricks does. He's an engineer in transportation highway. And we're all impacted by some form of transportation or another. And it's interesting, David talked about the automated vehicles. And when we think out what will 20 and 50 years look like, I thought about the Jetsons and how they ride around in the sky in really a car, if you will, just no wheels, and it's in the air. But I can really envision one day we will probably be talking about beam me up, Scotty, and forget about all the cars and the automated vehicles and all that. We may laugh, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago. It really wasn't. I'd like to Carla and talk a little bit about some, you know, we joked around earlier about transportation and possibly, you know, what we can do in the area of next in 2019 with the annual conference that's going to be coming to our area. And when I say area, I'm talking about the state of Florida. So if you would be willing to share a little bit about that, Carla, what we can look forward to in 2019.
Yes, and this is exciting upcoming year, 2019. We're so excited. The Compto National Training and Meeting Conference will be the first time ever in Tampa, Florida, July 12th through 16th. It's going to be hosted at the Marriott Waterside, downtown Tampa, a beautiful hotel. It's exciting. We're absolutely 100% sure knowing that this is going to be the best conference ever. We have collaborations also with all of our Florida chapters to make this a success. So we're excited. We are kicking off our sponsorship reception for the conference January 23rd. It's going to also be held in Tampa at the Tampa Club. That's going to be a sponsorship kickoff reception. So what we're asking folks, members, is to invite people of influence, folks that we know that would support us with sponsorships. So that's January 23rd, and we're off and running, and we're going to be doing some exciting things. We just planned our youth symposium that's going to be held at Polytechnic University on that Saturday of the conference. That's planned. It's just a lot of exciting things. And if I'm a little nervous about it, but at the same time excited. So in between those months, we'll be having events, which we will actually send out alerts to invite folks to events, you know, leading up to the conference. Any other questions?
Well, don't be too nervous. Well, don't be too nervous. We're going to come back, and like I was suggesting earlier before the show started, I think we should do a show a week prior to the conference, maybe a month before, to really begin to drum up interest. And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about Florida Polytech. Florida Polytech is one of our partners in another organization that I'm involved in called the National Association for Black Women in Construction. And we're 3 years now partnering with Florida Polytech. And it's just been phenomenal when you look at what they're doing. I was talking to David earlier about big data and how the students are really being prepared in the area of transportation and studying so many different things. And what I'd like to do is come back to you, David, and just talk about that a little bit more. When you think about big data, what is that really? What does that mean? And why is there a need for it, the conversation?
Well, it's an evolving conversation because if you look at the vehicles, they're almost like mini computers that these vehicles are being developed. And then you add the aspect of the transportation network. You've got all these signals that are basically they're programmed to run certain times, and so that's another big database. And so you've got the automobiles, you've got the transportation network, and that's a lot of information. Challenges: how do you manage that information, make it manageable, so that other aspects of people, in terms of, you know, with their handheld phones, they could access that information. And so there is going to be a great need for people, professionals, who can understand that data, who can manage that data, could provide uses for that data, so that for the average citizens, they can pop up their smartphone and have access to modes of transportation. I think the vision is that you can pop up your phone, and if you want a scooter, a little icon will pop up, or if you want an Uber, it pops up, or if you want to take a bus, rapid transit pops up, or you want to take the light rail, it pops up. And so on one device, the vision is that you can basically have different modes of getting from A to B versus, you know, getting a map or talking to some people. They want to make, you know, the actual transportation almost very independent and very easy for, no matter what your economic means, that you can get from A to B and make it almost seamless.
Now, you just mentioned a lot of different career choices and options with that. So do you think that it would be required to have a college degree to do a lot of these jobs or some kind of technical certification? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think for, like, the signal system, you can start as a technical specialist, but as you get, you know, more and more in terms of the complexity of the system, in terms of what the job is, you definitely need to get some level of degree. And I can see a potential, you know, courses at the community college level that are specialized in that type of network, like a network programmer, network manager. I think at the beginning of that, you know, the what we call the entry level of that aspect in terms of data, you need to have some level of certification. And I think there'll be definitely courses and training opportunities for people to get certified in that level. But but as this thing evolves and grow, in terms of this, you know, this connected network, they'll definitely have folks who have some level of degrees, you know, a bachelor's degree and eventually a master's degree. But I think it'd be different levels. So we don't need to have everybody have a master's degree, but we need, you know, people at all different educational levels. But definitely, you need definitely to get your high school diploma. That is going to be a major, you know, minimum standard. And then from that point on, is, you know, how hard do you want to work in terms of the excitement of where you want to be at?
Right, right. Well, we just want to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to COMPTO, which is the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials. And our COMPTO mission is to ensure opportunities and maximum participation in the transportation industry for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color through advocacy and information sharing. And that's what we're doing right now today. We're sharing information about COMPTO Week in transportation, and you're listening to Carla and David and Vern and Ann as we're talking about the different careers in the transportation industry. And so David is just sharing about his area of engineering, and Carla talked about HART. And what I'd like to do also, Carla, if I can come back to you for a moment and talk about whether or not there would be any opportunity during the conference based upon your vision so far, that maybe some students or individuals can come and maybe look for job opportunities. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping. I mean, I think most folks have already read. We did pass a referendum in the November local elections, which a lot of the money went to transportation. So one of the things is to enhance. I mean, we got to put more service out there. We got to have more buses. So we're definitely going to be enhancing the growth of the company when it comes to employees. Right now, we constantly always have openings for operators. And HART is going to be the host transportation agency for the conference. We're making sure we're going to definitely have an exhibit table, and that's the one thing that we will make sure to educate on the opportunities that are at HART and, you know, just make sure it's being known. So I'm hoping right now we have a lot of executive positions open right now, and we do know that we are definitely going to be increasing services, so we are going to constantly have positions open for mechanics and operators in that category. But I think every department is going to increase.
Yes, that's very encouraging and very exciting. And going back to the students, I'm just wondering if there are any, like, internship opportunities for both you and David. You can also respond to, are there any internship opportunities at either of your or both of your organizations? Carly, you can go first.
Well, especially within COMPTO, we are involved in COMPTO Central Florida is one of the agencies that do employ the city internship program during this June through August. So we've been doing it for a few years. HART does have an intern program, not robust right now, but they're open for internships. But we do actually have our COMPTO City interns at a few agencies that are members of COMPTO in the Central Florida area.
All right. What about you, David?
Well, we do have for, you know, basically college students who are studying to be, you know, engineers. And so if they have time during the summer break or winter break and they want to spend some time, you know, under a licensed professional, we can provide that opportunity. And what we like to do is also give some people some opportunity in terms of our, you know, non-licensed, you know, non-engineer trades in terms of signal technician or, you know, a backhoe operator. And that's probably our next evolution if we can start doing that.
Wow. Okay, what I'd like to do now is go back to one of my co-hosts, Laverne. I think she may have had a question for one of our guests or both.
I'm just listening, and it's just such a rich group or panel of people talking that I'm really excited. I know a couple of months ago in October, late October, I joined Anne and the NABWIC organization, which is the National Association of Women in Construction. They had a panel at the Polytechnic, South Florida, was it Florida Polytechnic University, Anne?
Correct.
Okay, so that was where we went, and there was just such a group of bright students that were just ready. They were ending in their particular programs or majors. They were almost done, and they were looking to talk to people about like where the careers were, where were the jobs, and most of them were coming out with degrees, you know, significant degrees in engineering, and you know, they were talking about the different levels of salary. So David, this question is for you. What would you say to those many people who are, and I know there are so many schools now who are just centered around STEM careers and STEM degrees, what do you say about, you know, when they come out, what do they have to look for? You know, according to pay scale, engineers make up to $100,000, you know, but I don't see that coming from an HR perspective. I don't see that a college grad will be coming out with that kind of that earning, you know, with coming out of college first year. So what do you have to say to those students who are, you know, getting ready for graduation and coming out on the job market? What can they do to position themselves? What challenges, if there are any, that they would be facing that you can, you know, help prepare them for?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I think one is that you can't, you always got to basically be a very good student and be open to any type of new learning and be adaptable as things evolve. But I think the other piece of that is, you know, like all of us when we started our careers, we weren't sure exactly what we wanted. We had an idea in our mind when we were teenagers and we got in our early 20s, we kept on moving forward. And so I would highly suggest that they, you know, do some internships or just do some job shadowing in those careers that they would like to, you know, take a look at, so they have an inkling in terms of where they're at, in terms of what they want to do. And then if they do have a heart or a passion for a, you know, and getting into whatever aspect of the transportation industry, you know, find a good mentor in that industry, and I know that person will help them along in terms of the career choice, in terms of what educational thing they need to and degree they need to get, because each aspect of the transportation pathway requires a different journey in terms of your certifications and degrees and whatever, and you need someone to help you guide you along that path. But you definitely need to have, you know, basically, you know, the basic backgrounds in terms of being a good student and just a hard, you know, hard worker, and be open to challenges and as things evolve, because this industry is evolving as we speak. It is not static, especially when talking about connected vehicles and some other things. It's going to be, you know, the transportation today is not going to be the same transportation industry 5 years from now or 10 years from now.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's very insightful. My final question, we're going to wrap up our show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you're listening, my final question is for Ms. Carla Williams. Carla, you know, as this is all about CompTO and CompTO Week, I just want to ask you as a member, why did you join CompTO and what are the benefits that you have gotten in your career or in your life, in your relationship from your membership in CompTO?
I joined CompTO basically in 2009, didn't know anything about it. Had a leader at my organization, just told me I should be a member. So I attended my first conference in 2009, and wow, I got so excited. Just the fellowship, the family atmosphere, and the networking opportunities is what I found. Because once you become a member at of COMTO, you're actually a member of different states. You get to know a lot of folks. There are networking opportunities, especially at the national conference. Some folks only attend the conference just to sign that contract. So the opportunities that I found actually was growth within the organization from not even on the executive team to now on the national board. So when it comes to my career part, it's just outstanding. What I love about COMTO, I can actually reach out to folks in different states just for information. It's a wealth of information that you gain from your COMTO family. Does that answer your question?
Very much so. Thank you. And just lends to the, it's a benefit that we all receive, the networking and relationship building that and the power of that relationship building from COMTO and most professional organizations that are really truly there to help you build your career is outstanding. And I thank you again, both of you, for being our guests. Before I close out, I'd love to have my president of COMTO Palm Beach County please close us out for the night. Thank you. And again, thank you guys for being our guests.
It's
well,
my
on
pleasure.
Behalf,
Bruce.
On behalf of the Palm Beach County chapter, we would like to extend a very, very heartfelt thank you to you, David Ricks, the county engineer in Palm Beach County, and to my dear friend, Carla Williams, who is the president of the Central Florida chapter. And Carla, we at the Palm Beach County chapter are behind you in organizing the national conference, and we look forward to a very successful one. So thank you very much, and we appreciate you to no end. And it's over to you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up and tell everybody we'll see them next time. My co-partner, Ms. Rajania, my granddaughter in the background, is also just giving her a goodbyes and see you later. I just love, this is a family affair. That's what COMTO is. So Laverne, Carla, David, and Bruce, we will see you all on the radio, and thank you for helping to wrap up our COMTO Week in Transportation. Thank you, and a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thanks.